I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm still in recovery for an addiction to internet pornography. My name is Paul. So tonight, this is lesson 23 of however many, and the lesson is called Give. And this is the first lesson on principle 8, step 12, and step 12. So we're going to read those together. So the first, the principle, yield myself to God. There we go. Yield myself to God to be used to bring this good news to others, both by my example and by my words. And the verse, happier those who are persecuted because they do what God requires, Matthew 5:10. Step 12, having had a spiritual experience as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And the verse, brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently, but watch yourselves, or you may also be tempted. Galatians 6:1. So without question, the greatest act of giving, I would say, is seen when God gives his only son in John 3:16. And we receive that gift when we say out loud that we believe that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead. It's a deceptively easy process. And then in Romans 5:5, we read that God's love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who's been given to us. And that's how he gets in there. I don't know how this pouring occurs. I've imagined it, you know, in various ways, but I don't know. I know, however, that there's a listing of the fruits of the Spirit that come with that in Galatians 5, which you can read later. So finally, in John 17:8-10, Jesus said this, referring to those of us who have received the word, says, I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. So John, what we're seeing here is that John shared the gospel, and then those people shared the gospel, and so on, and it can't, until it came down to us. And Jesus says he's praying for all those people. So Jesus himself is praying for us. And that's pretty cool. That's giving. So we're close to getting through all the principles and steps. And we're asked to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Giving in this step is talking about healthy, non-codependent giving of oneself, without the slightest trace of expecting to receive back. No person has ever been honored for what they received. Honor has usually been a reward for what someone gave. Matthew 10:8 sums up principle 8. Freely you have received, freely give. So in principle 8, we yield ourselves to be used by God to bring this good news to others, both by our example and our words. The acrostic tonight in the bulletin is the word give. This describes what it means to truly give. G, the G stands for God first. When you place God first in your life, you realize that everything you have is a gift from him. It doesn't come from how hard you have worked to get this whole thing, right? We do stuff, God makes it work for us. We do the stuff, he does the work. It's all built on our faith and your desire to follow Jesus Christ's direction. Romans 8:32 says that God did not even keep back his own son, but offered him up for us all. He gave us his son. Will he not also freely give us all things? That's Romans 8:32. We're never more like God than when we give. not just money or things, but if we give ourselves. And that's what Jesus did for us. He gave us the greatest gift, himself. The I stands for I becomes we. It's interesting that in all the steps or principles, none of them begins with the word I. The very first step in step one is we. You read this all the time. We read these things. We did this. We did this. In fact, the word we appears in the 12 steps 14 times. It must be more than once in some of them. The word I never appears in any of the 12 steps. We're not meant to do recovery by ourselves. It's not a program to be worked in isolation. In Matthew 22, verse 37 through 39, Jesus said this, "Love the Lord your God with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself." When you have reached this step in your recovery and someone asks you to be a sponsor or to be an accountability partner, do it. If they ask you, do it. The rewards are great, and being a sponsor or an accountability partner is one way to carry the message. The first time you step into the role of sponsor or accountability partner, it's a little scary. The first time is always scary in anything we do. Even so, just say yes and ask God to help you. He will. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12 makes this concept of giving very clear. Two are better than one because together they work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. If someone is alone, there's someone to help him. Two people can resist an attack that would defeat one person alone. Whether you are the sponsor or the person being sponsored, both of you will benefit, even if neither of you exactly knows what you're doing. So that's a good thing. I remember when I was first asked to be a sponsor, and I'd never been one before. I had no idea what to do. But essentially, we just got together, and we started talking about where we wanted to go with it, and how could I help, and what was he in need of, and that kind of thing. And turns out that both of us benefited in every conversation because I needed something from that person too. And that happened all the time. That's part of the whole beauty of sponsoring. So, even if you don't know what you're doing, God does. And that's helpful. A little prayer helps. So the third letter, V, is for victory. The letter is for victories shared. God never, never, never wastes a hurt. He can take our hurts and help others. Principle 8 gives us the opportunity to share our experiences, our victories, and hopes with one another. And both of you will benefit when that happens. Deuteronomy 11:2 tells us to remember the Lord and to remember his greatness, his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, his signs and his deeds that he did in Egypt. This is in Deuteronomy 11. And what he did to the army of Egypt, how he made the water of the Red Seas flow over them, what he did to the sons of Elab. This is an interesting one that you don't hear about much, but the sons of Elab, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up with their households, their tents, and every living thing that followed them. And that story of Elab is told in detail in Numbers 16. Numbers is a hard book to read because you think it's just a bunch of numbers, which there are a lot of numbers in there and a lot of lists, which makes it easier to read really fast because you know you're never going to remember any of it anyway. So, but when you get to this one, you got to stop because here's Elab who gets swallowed up in his whole family in the earth. it's kind of scary, the power of God, but it's powerful too. And don't worry, here, nothing here will swallow you up. So 2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 4 encourages us with this. Give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God from whom all help comes. He helps us in all our troubles so that we are able to help others who have all kinds of trouble, using the same help that we ourselves have received from God. So it's just this cycle of growth. I remember being uncomfortable sharing the first time about my addiction to internet porn. I'd never said that. I've said it in my small group, and even that was tough the first time, but in here it's different. It's can be scary. But after a while, I learned that sharing the truth helps other people by our example. Romans 8:28 says, "We know that all that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and we are fitting into his plans." I know that you and I can stand here as examples. Every one of us can be an example that God works all things for good according to his purpose. Certainly true with me. And that leads us to the last letter, E. E is for example. Actions speak louder than words. James 1:22 says, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." In order to help others, we need to bring the good news to them. It says to bring it to others, not just our... let me say that a different way. It means to bring it to others, not just our CR friends. We're not just Wednesday night Christians. We need to share outside of CR as well and be aware of opportunities all the time. 1 John 3:18 says, "My children, love must not be a matter of words or talk. It must be genuine and show itself in action. Giving back is a thermometer of our loving. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving." One of the ways the Lord spreads his message is through 8 principles and 12 steps. We are the instruments of delivering the good news. The way we live shows our commitment to our program, to our Lord, and to the people we share with. Luke 8:16 says this, "No one lights a lamp and then covers it with a washtub or shoves it under the bed. No, you set it up on a lampstand so that those who enter the room can see the way." We need to share. We're not hiding things. We're sharing so that others can find their way. Don't be misers. Share. Bring the good news with joy. Let's pray. Dear God, we praise you tonight for your presence here. Praise you, Jesus and Holy Spirit, for being with us, helping us with things. And we just pray that you give us all the strength to share when we know we should. Make it be powerful for you. And be with us tonight as we continue to share with each other. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.